Welcome to the Portland Pentecostals podcast. We're happy you've decided to join us as we build a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ. Enjoy the message.
So I'm going to take you to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 19, or chapter number 6. There's not 19 chapters in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 6 and verse number 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence beyond the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Today, I want to preach to you about the anchor of hope. Would you one more time just talk to Jesus and ask him to speak to your life today? Jesus, your presence is here, God. It's a guarantee that when two or three gather, you're right here in the middle of us, God. And I can sense your presence. I'm asking that you would allow your word and your spirit to dynamically change us, to dynamically strengthen us, to dynamically encourage us. We love you and thank you, Jesus, for your presence in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Would you worship him one more time? Yeah. Hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You can be seated in this place today. I'm so thankful that we have an anchor for our hope. This world has hope in the wrong place. And because their hope is in the wrong place, they think that hope is a gamble. When they say that they hope for something, maybe you feel this way. I felt this way at times. I hope that things turn out all right. I hope that I have enough money to pay my bills. I hope that things go well in my life. But when my hope is not anchored in the right place, it is just a gamble. It's just a maybe, a what if. But when we're talking today, I pray that you will understand that as I speak of our hope, I'm speaking as a believer in Jesus Christ. And as I speak, if you have your hope in other places, if you're counting on somebody else or something else to accomplish what you need in your life, I pray to God as you hear the resolute words that I speak today, that something would stir in you to understand that you can be just as sure as I am today if you'll put your hope in the right place. The scripture that we opened with says that we have an anchor for our soul that is steadfast and sure because it's gone beyond the veil into the presence of God. That veil is death, and really Jesus Christ is the anchor for our soul. This scripture is talking about Jesus, and it's letting us know that as believers, our anchor of our hope is secure, not because we don't have uncertain futures in between now and eternity, not because we don't have problems in our life, not because everything is calm and serene in our lives, but because my hope is not in this world. My hope is not in you. My hope is not in me. My hope is not in my bank account. My hope is not in my health. My hope is not in my strength. But my hope is in Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that I have put my hope in Jesus. And because my hope is in Jesus, it is anchored sure. My hope is anchored steadfast. My soul, the deepest part of me, is anchored somewhere that cannot be shaken. That cannot be shaken by storms of life. That cannot be shaken by sickness in my body. That cannot be shaken by poverty. That cannot be shaken by failures of my own. Because Jesus is steadfast. Jesus is trustworthy. Jesus is all powerful. And there is nothing that can destroy me and my hope, because my hope is in Jesus today. In Romans chapter number 5, we understand in verse number 8, it says, but God, he demonstrates his love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. The words that I just read are very much what we sang about when we talked about the blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood applied. The scripture is saying here that when we were uncertain, when we are in sin, we don't have any strength, but Jesus came when I was a sinner, when you were a sinner, and he died to reconcile or to bring you and I back to him. And because he was willing to do that, he came and bled and died when we were sinners, when we had failed, when we had no hope, when we had no strength. Now that I've been redeemed by his blood, now that I've received redemption because of my obedience to his word, I can be assured that I'm going to be saved. No matter what I face, Jesus preemptively loved you and me and died for our sins. We don't have to be afraid of our own failures, our weaknesses, stopping what God intends to do in our lives. I know that there's no way that I could be in a group of people this large and there not be people with uncertainties in their mind and uneasiness in them as they look at the situations of their lives. Perhaps you came in here and you have a mess on your hands in your life. Perhaps your life is a little bit put together, but there's some questions of the future, some questions of why, some questions of if this is all going to work out the way that it needs to work out. But I'm here to remind you today that when you are a believer in Jesus, when you anchor yourself to Jesus Christ, your hope is secure, because you're not anchoring it in something that is temporary and something that can fail, but you have anchored yourself into Jesus. God himself come in flesh. Jesus went before you and I through the road of life. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. But Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the life, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. These disciples of Jesus, they'd been walking with Jesus, and they'd anchored their hope in Jesus. But they were human enough that as Jesus was coming to the end of his days on this earth, he was telling them, I'm going to die. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to leave you. And because of that, there was emotions of uncertainty and confusion and frustration and doubt that were creeping in because they were human and they didn't quite grasp what Jesus was doing. You and I sometimes might feel that way. I'm here to encourage you today that when you're looking at your life and you have put your hope in Jesus, that doesn't mean that you won't be uncertain sometimes what God's up to. It doesn't mean that you won't at times be uncertain about tomorrow. But I want to encourage you today to remember that your anchor is not in tomorrow. Your anchor is not in this one situation of life. But when you put your trust in Jesus, your anchor is far beyond the momentary and far beyond the one struggle that you're in. I'm here to tell you today, I'm not discounting any struggle you go through, but I am wanting you to remember who you put your hope in. You put your hope in Jesus, and Jesus has already gone before you. Jesus has already made the journey for you and I. He was speaking here, and he was letting them know, don't be afraid that I'm leaving and you're not going to be able to see me with your physical eyes anymore. Don't be afraid that I'm telling you that I'm going to go to the grave and out the other side. Don't be afraid, because if I go, then I can come and bring you where I'm going. Jesus was talking about eternity. He was talking about heaven. Jesus was talking about heaven, and he was saying, don't you understand that if I go as a human being, bleed and die on the cross, and I ascend into heaven, I can then take the blood of my own sacrifice, and I can sprinkle it on the altar of heaven. I can sprinkle it before my own justice, and because I have done that, I can then turn around and come and extend my hand to you and say, follow me, and you can be assured that I've already made the journey that you're gonna take. I've already made the journey that's ahead of you. I'm so thankful that God has gone before you and me. I'm so thankful for that. I don't want to just speak in platitudes today, but I want you to understand and embrace the truth of the matter that Jesus is an anchor that you can anchor to, that when storms of life come, you might have a question in your mind and in your heart, but you don't have to have a doubt in your mind and in your heart. It's okay to have a question of how it's all going to look in the end. But you don't have to have a doubt whether in the end you'll still be standing. If in the end you'll make it into eternal life. Why? Because Jesus is the anchor for my soul. 1 Peter 1:3, Peter said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to what? A living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You've been begotten to a live hope, to a living hope. When you grab hold of that, understand, you could really put it in these words, that your hope is Jesus. My hope is Jesus. Yes, it's okay to say my hope is in Jesus, but understand, if your hope is in Jesus, Jesus is your hope. And so that's why he could say you have a living hope, because your hope is in Jesus. And Jesus went through the grave and out the other side, and he has power over death. He has power over hell. If you and I could embrace that, I'm telling you, you can make the journey. Don't give up. Don't let go of your faith in Jesus. Because if you'll keep your faith in Jesus, you're indestructible. Nothing can destroy you. I love the book of 1 Peter, because if you read it, we just read part of the opening of it, but you'll find that he talks about struggles. He talks about persecution. He talks about poverty. He talks about isolation. And yet, he says, there's joy in it. Why? Because of where it started. That my hope is in Jesus. My hope is in a God that went before me and won't let go of me, and went through all the struggle that you and I have gone through. He was tempted like you, and yet without sin. He was rejected like you and I sometimes are rejected, and yet he kept going forward. He wasn't derailed. He wasn't destroyed. Even when people took his body and ravaged it and beat it and spit on him and plucked his beard, none of it stopped him from marching forward, saying, I am making a way that whoever would come after me could have life eternal, because I am that way. And when they put their faith in me, they're going to be assured, because they're going to look and see that I walked that road and I came out victorious. I walked the road of pain and sorrow. I walked the road of rejection. I walked the road of poverty. I walked the road of pain. I walked the road of uncertainty. And yet I was certainly victorious. I was resolutely steadfast, and because of it, they can have trust that they don't have to worry about what's going on in their life. The Holy Ghost is speaking to the church in this hour. I can think of sermons that have been preached in the last few months by me and others that make me understand that Jesus is looking to help us to become so strong in our faith that we can face the struggles that are in our lives, and the struggles that might be in front of us that we don't even know are coming, but we're not fearful. But we trust that Jesus has got it, that Jesus will take care of it, that Jesus knows what we're going to go through, but he's already gone through it and out the other side. But so often in our faith, we somehow misguidedly put our faith in other things. We begin in faith in Jesus, but afterwards we become philosophical in our faith in Jesus, and yet we're looking, our cues for whether we're okay, our cues for whether things are fine, are all anchored in situations and anchored in other people's perspective and anchored in our bank accounts or our health, and we've forgotten that your faith has to be anchored in Jesus, not in the things that can shake in this world. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I know I'm speaking a different language than our world because Jesus called us to a different way of life. If you're confused, maybe you need to get your anchor in Jesus again. If what I'm saying sounds confusing to you, then maybe you got a little bit of trust in things this world can offer you more than in Jesus. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the only thing that will take you through to the end. Jesus is steadfast. Jesus is secure. But he went before you and I, and you will not be destroyed if you will hold on to him. Jesus spoke about the tribulation of the last hour, the last days. He talked about the wars and the rumors of wars. But he said, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. How do you endure to the end? You anchor yourself to Jesus, the unchanging one, the anchor that holds, the one that is steadfast and secure. I am so thankful that Jesus is secure. He wants to take you through to the other side. He wants to take you through to victory. Jesus is not confused. God is not confused about your life. God is not he's not going to be thrown a curveball in your life that he can't handle. He's not going to look at a situation you face and say, I didn't see that coming, or I don't know what to do with it. Think about it. If I look, I keep coming back to this. If you look at the way that the world walked, if you look at all the situations that came through the history of the world and through even when you just get into the Word of God and you think of the mistakes of people and the rebellion of people, and yet you'll find that God's ultimate plan never got destroyed in the middle of it. If you look at the disciples, they ran when he was arrested because they didn't understand or they were fearful, and yet all of that facilitated the prophecies of God that the sheep would be scattered when the shepherd was hit. Why? Because God is not taken by surprise. There's nothing you could do that is a mistake too big to derail God's redemptive plan. Listen to me. I want you to understand this. Because I know that you have failed. I know you've stumbled. Because I've stumbled and I've failed. But I'm here to tell you that God is so steadfast in his purpose that you cannot be destroyed if you will anchor yourself in Jesus Christ. There is no mistake. There is no sin. There is no abuse. There is no failure too big for God to work through and to pull you into the other side. Oh, I'm so thankful for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus for being able to handle my struggle, to be able to handle my pain. Oh, Jesus, I think of how God sent Moses to deliver the people out of Egypt, and he told Moses up front. He said, "I want you to know that when I send you, that Pharaoh's not going to let him go easy. I want you to know up front, Moses, that you're going to go and you're going to convince the people of God that yes, indeed, I did send you to deliver them, and you're going to march to Pharaoh and say, let my people go, and he's not going to do it, and he's going to fight back. And in fact, as he fights back, people that are still early on in their belief in me, they're going to get bent out out of shape. And the people of Israel themselves, they decided, hey, Moses, this isn't going to work out. You just made things worse on us. And so even the people that Moses was sent to deliver turned on him. And yet, because his anchor was in God, he kept going forward. He kept going back to Pharaoh and saying, let my people go. All the while, people that were still in the journey of faith, on the infant stage of faith, they started saying, I've changed my mind, Moses. We don't want to go. The cost is too high. We won't actually make it out. And yet Moses kept marching. Why? Because he was going forward. Because he had been anchored to God's plan and to God's purpose. And he went before the people, and because he went before the people, ultimately we know that finally the people of God were set free. I've got news for you today. Jesus has gone in front of you. I feel in the Holy Ghost there's some people that have started your journey with Jesus, but all of a sudden there's a lot of kickback in your life, and there's a lot of things that you thought were finally settled that all of a sudden they're coming to the surface in your life. Problems you thought that you'd buried deep enough, they're coming up to the surface, and there's part of you that says, oh, that must mean that I can't make it. That must mean that God doesn't have a plan for me. But I'm here to tell you that's not the truth of the matter. You just got to understand that we live in a broken, fallen world. And we have an adversary to our soul that's seeking to destroy us. But there's one greater, and that's Jesus. And if you put your anchor in Jesus, you can know that you'll make it through. You'll make it through to freedom. You'll make it through to wholeness. You'll make it through to redemption. Why? Because Jesus went before you and me. Jesus said it in different ways throughout his time on this earth. He looked at his disciples and he said, don't you understand? If they hate me, they'll hate you. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. So Jesus was saying, I'm walking a road that when you anchor to me, you can be assured if I have struggle, you're going to have struggle. But if I have victory, you're going to have victory. If I make it through, you're going to make it through. Jesus is here in this place to remind you that yes, people have tried to blow up your life. Yes, you've tried to blow up your own life. But if you'll anchor yourself to Jesus, he's gone before you and you'll make it. You'll make it to the end. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so thankful for it because Jesus doesn't mince words. He means what he says when he says, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. He said that, but he also said, whosoever will, let him come and drink freely from the fountain of life. He's the one that stood and said, Peter said, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, if I'm crucified, I'll draw all men to me. Why? Because Jesus sees the end, because he's already there, and he's looking at your life today, and he's saying, yes, I know you think that you can't make it. Yes, I know that there's storms in your life. Yes, I know there's storms that are going to start tomorrow, that you're just afraid of what the shoe's going to drop next. But you got to understand something. If you anchor yourself to me, nothing can destroy you. I'm so thankful that nothing can destroy me. That's why I put my hope in him. Hallelujah. My anchor is in Jesus. My anchor is in Jesus. He's a firm foundation. He says in one place, he's referred to as the cornerstone. He's referred to as the foundation that you can put your life on and build on. But that chief cornerstone, it's a stumbling block to some, but it's a cornerstone to others. Jesus, if you try to fight him, if you try to use him for your own gain, you'll get tripped up. It will be uncertain. But if you'll just anchor to Jesus and say, Jesus, your way is the way I'm going to live. You are my way. You are my truth. You are my life. I'm here to tell you there is nothing that can destroy you. Why could a church in the New Testament be thrown to lions and ripped apart, drugged through streets, behind carriages till they were killed, used as human lanterns to kill them? Why could they endure all that? And we still know the gospel today because they were anchored in Jesus. This is nobody's church, but Jesus' church. This is his church, and he went before us. And he established it, and he'll endure, and he'll make you to endure to the end. If you stand today, that's why we say with the writer of Hebrews, therefore we also, Hebrews 12:1, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. How do we do this? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We look at what is around us and we feel unable to make it through to life and purpose. But remember, your hope is secure when it's in Jesus. All my hope is in Jesus. I'm here to encourage you today to set your affection on Jesus, to set your commitment on Jesus. I don't know what you're facing in your life, but there's one that went before you. There's one that began the work in you that can finish the work in you. This place is open right now to commit. I'm so thankful that I can commit my life to a God that already walked the road that I'm walking. We can get into nuances and excuse what we face as unusual, but I'm here to tell you Jesus faced every kind of struggle that you and I could face. He faced every rejection that you could ever face. And he's gone before you through that to prove to you that you can make it too, if you'll trust in him. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I speak faith into this place. That's it. Would you call on the name of the Lord to find your help, to find your strength, to find your salvation? You're not going to be destroyed. You're not going to fizzle out. You're not going to be in chaos forever. Why? Because Jesus is where your hope is. All of my hope is in you. I'm not going to trust in the world, but I put my hope in you. I put my faith in you today. What do you need today? What are you facing that you can't handle? Would you come and say, Jesus, here it is. God, take me through. Take me through to the other side into all of your purpose for my life. Hallelujah, Jesus. I speak faith in the name of Jesus.